Is there a word that people here have for people who are not related to you?
Friends.
Friends. And if you don't even know them, they would be...
Acquaintances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know how familiar you are with ranch culture, but it asks, do you know the word for the main building of a ranch? If there's a word.
For what purpose?
What's the
building?
Where the family lives.
A house? Ranch house?
Ranch house. That's, yes. And what is the plural of house to you?
Houses?
Describe the house that you grew up in, maybe the main one or the earliest one that you can remember well.
House or apartment?
True, the city living. Actually, the main one, whichever you spent the most time in or the formative years in.
We moved around a lot. And so we mainly lived in apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I only remember two houses.
Okay. Then maybe an apartment, because it would be perhaps the most typical of living in an urban area. Just describing the main features of it.
Okay. There was a fair-sized living room and a dining room which had a day bed in it, which I slept on. A kitchen, my parents' bedroom, one bathroom, and a large closet.
Sometimes the answers have to do with outhouses because these surveys are done in all kinds of states.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When was it built?
Probably in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of porches did it have?
None.
Okay. Sometimes a ranch or farm family has more work than the family can get done alone, and they hire extra people. Have you ever heard a term for those people?
Ranch hands.
Okay. What room would you use for a room? What term would you use for a room where you entertained only guests, or a room that you'd use only for the evening, set aside for
that? A formal living room.
And then the family room would be a separate. How was your house heated, or apartment?
Forced air.
Forced air.
Okay. Furnace.
And where was that located?
Down in the basement. It was a two-story building, and there was a basement.
Okay. All right. And did you have a fireplace?
No.
So even though you didn't, a few fireplace terms, what do people call the thing that the smoke comes out of?
A glue.
And the chimney, I guess. And a bare place in front of the fireplace that is often made of rock, you know, where it's...
Hearth.
Can you recall the name of a place above the fireplace where people sometimes place knickknacks?
Mantel.
And inside the metal things you might set the wood on?
Grate.
What is your word for the little pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire?
Kindling.
And was there a special name for a big piece of wood that you put on maybe to burn the whole night?
Log.
How about storage spaces in the house?
Oh. That's a good one.
None.
Because my husband said I use a very antiquated word, cupboard.
Cupboard. All right. Not kitchen cupboard, but armoire-type cupboard?
No, cupboards. That would be a cupboard.
That's a cupboard.